Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all other languages, press 3.
Message was from there. Hello? Hello?
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all other languages. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing home, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Department. My name is Shaquana. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
To ensure I'm speaking with the correct individual, I need to obtain some personal information. May I please have your first and last name?
Yvette Vivera, I-V-E-T-T-E.
Date of birth?
January 18, 1968.
And can you please confirm your home address?
1246 Pennsylvania Avenue, Bethlehem, PA, zip code 18018.
Thank you so much. Please note, we will not speak to anyone else in regards to the application without the written or verbal permission. Can you verify your phone number on file, Ms. Yvette?
484-242-0216.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Yes. I started doing this application and stuff, and somebody that was helping me out connect me to the broker because that's another process.
Sorry, 1 second, please. Can you verify your previous phone number that we should have on file for you?
484-242-0216.
And is that that's your updated phone number that we should have?
No, that is my phone number.
Okay.
Or maybe it's 484.
Is that your cell phone or your home phone?
That's my cell phone.
Okay. No, so that's the correct number. I just thought you said 412. So you said 484?
484.
Thank you. And I do see we have not offered for you to receive text or email notifications about your case. Is that something you'll be interested in, or do you want to leave the application as is?
No, I could receive texts and emails.
So by providing your cell phone number and email address and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages and emails. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text and email messages from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, reply stop to the text message and email message separately. You want to see if you can get messages at different times and message and data rates may apply. If you agree, please respond yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the email address you would like to provide us with?
IDYQueen1010@gmail.com.
Okay.
Thank you. And you said you were given the independent enrollment broker phone number?
I don't understand because they just connect me to you as the broker. I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. I started the application over the phone, so I don't know what I'm doing
here. Well, it doesn't look like we started an application yet. You calling to inquire about in-home care assistance?
Yes.
Okay. So what we can do is start the application. I will be able to explain the application process, and then we can mm-hmm. go ahead and get you scheduled for the initial intake visit assessment.
Okay, that's what he said. Now I get it.
Yep, so during the application process, we do have to send out a physician certificate to your doctor. That form will basically list your diagnosis as well as your level and the length of care that the doctor feels as though you would need. So we would actually speak to a doctor, an MD, or an OS has to sign it. It cannot be a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. It has to be a doctor. Are you currently being seen by a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the doctor's first and last name so I can get them added to the case?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What is the doctor's first and last name so I can get, so I can get them added to the case?
Okay. I got to look it up because they switched my doctor. Well, she's nice, too.
Okay.
I got to look mm-hmm. it up. I'll give it to you in a minute. Okay. My doctor's name is Christy Lee.
Spell the first name for me, please.
C-H-R-I-S-T-Y Lee. L-E-E. She's an MD.
Is she at 2830
yes.
Bethlehem Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get this information added to the case. Just give me about 1 to 2 minutes, then I'll be able to explain the application process, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience. 1 second, please.
Es el primero.
Thank you so much for your patience. I am going to explain the application process. If you have any questions, you can feel free to ask me, okay?
Okay.
Today I can help you apply for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term supports and services based on your assessed needs. If you are an elderly adult or have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you may be able to receive support services in your home or in the community. Those services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system, or home modifications. A managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you will help find providers and manage these services. To qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. With either program we choose, we will schedule your initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to your home and complete a financial application for Medicaid, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization, service coordination agency, or LIFE provider. The LIFE program uses an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours you will receive are determined by your managed care organization, service coordination agency, or LIFE provider after the enrollment is completed. Services can include but are not limited to home health aids, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process could take up to 90 days. Are you interested in proceeding?
Yes.
Thank you. So we will go ahead and schedule the initial intake visit assessment.
Okay.
The next step would be the Office of Aging will be contacting you to schedule the second in-person visit, which is the functional eligibility determination exam.
Okay.
At this appointment, they're going to ask you a list of questions on how you can perform your advanced daily living activities, such as bathing, dressing, clothing, light housekeeping, toileting, things of that sort. Regardless of how good of a day you are having, you're going to want to answer the questions as if you're having one of the worst days, so they can know what type of assistance you need on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Okay. The next step we would do is go ahead and send the physician certificate to your doctor. Your doctor is to fill the form out completely and send it back to us in a timely manner. So what you would want to do is communicate with your doctor to let him know you're applying for home services,
okay,
and we are sending the physician certificate to them, okay?
Okay.
All right. After we gather all that information to determine if you are clinically and programmatically eligible to receive services, the County Assistance Office will request financials such as bank statements, life insurance policies, 401k plans, things of that sort.
Yeah, I don't have none of that.
If you're receiving
bank statements.
Okay. And if you receive Social Security or disability, they would ask for an award letter proving that you received those benefits.
Yes, yeah. I wrote that down, and he also told me 5 years of statement of my bank account.
Yes. So they would ask for bank statements, as I did see.
Yeah. Yeah, he said 5 years, so I want to call my bank. But I want to go in person because 5 years in statement, I don't think my bank is going to allow that over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to want me to come in. So that I'm going to take care of all that as soon as I can.
Okay. Great. So if you do have any financials that you do want to submit to the county, that's perfectly fine. You can go ahead and submit them. You can start submitting them if you want. We don't say it's a time frame, but they do. Once they do receive the documents, they do need time to review the documents before they give a financial determination. So if you want to be a step ahead and submit those documents, that's perfectly fine, right?
Okay. And who am I submitting this to?
That will be to the county assistance office. We don't deal with financials. Not saying that you can't give it to us, but if you do provide it to us, it will add an extra step in the application process because you can send it directly to them opposed to sending it to us, and then we have to send it to them.
Oh, I see. I understand now what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Oops, one second. So as I did say, we would like to schedule it within the next 7 days based off of your availability. Do you have any upcoming appointments where you would not be available?
No, I don't. I just saw my doctor last month, so I see her in another 2 months. So I'm okay right now. I'm caught up with all my appointments and stuff, no blood work, none of that stuff. So I'm available now except Monday. Monday, I have an appointment between 1 and 3 with the New York Best Medical. This has to do with what I'm doing right now.
Okay, so we can schedule for, I can see what's the soonest day that we have next week available that we can work on your schedule. Just give me about 2 to 4 minutes while I look at this for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience. 1 second, please.
Okay, thank you.
thank you so much for your patience. So the soonest appointment I have will be next Friday between 9 and 11 a.m. if that works for your schedule.
February 29th?
Yes. No, February 13th, 2026, between 9 and 11.
Okay.
Next
February
Friday.
February 13th, at what time?
Between 9 and 11.
Okay. Between 9 and 11.
Will that work
okay,
for your schedule?
Is. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get you scheduled, and I'll give you the enrollment case manager first and last name, and we'll be done. Just give me about 2 to 3 more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. You want a second, please?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your patience. I do have all the appointment details. Just let me know when you're ready for them.
Okay. I'm going to write it down. I've been sitting too long. It hurts my butt. Okay, you gave me February 13th. Which appointment is this for?
This is the first appointment, the intake visit assessment, where they will help you do the Medicaid application as well as explaining our program as well.
Okay, this is the first appointment, and then which one is the second?
It's the Office of Aging. It's called the FED assessment, the Functional Eligibility Determination. So the person that's going to call you, they're from Area Agency on Aging or the Office of Aging.
Okay.
They may call and say, this is the Area Agency on Aging from Northampton, or this is Northampton Aging. Something like that is going to be the line of the, on the lines of that. But that's
okay.
When they would come to your house and they would ask you how you could perform your advanced daily living activities, such as bathing, dressing, clothing. And as I did state, regardless of how good of a day you're having, you're going to want to answer those questions like you're having a bad day so they can know what type of assistance you need on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And this is between 9 and 11 a.m.
The February 13th?
Yes.
Oh, so they on February 13th, they're going to come to my house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Home visit. I need to write stuff down. I forget. Home visit. Okay. Got it.
All right. And the enrollment case manager first name is Frecia. That's F as in Frank, R.
Wait a minute. F? F what?
R-E.
R-E.
S-I-A. S as in Sam, I-A.
Frecia. Okay.
Last name is Mayuria. M-A-Y.
M-A-Y.
O-R-I-A.
O-R-I-A. Okay. Frecia Mayuria. Okay.
All right. Now, you will receive a call from our automated dialer 3 times to remind you of the appointment from us. If you have to cancel or reschedule for any reason, you would just give us a call back at the number you called today. The day of the appointment, you would want to make sure you do have 2 forms of identification. That way, the enrollment case manager can confirm you are the applicant, okay?
Okay. Okay, no problem.
And before we do get disconnected, Ms. Yvette, is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I do want to say thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Department. Again, my name is Shaquana. Do you want to participate in a brief survey?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for participating. You have a good weekend and good luck with your waiver.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for not currently enrolled in a program.